Gaming in education. Gaming in education? Yes, guys, you heard me right the first time. This week was a massive gaming, virtual reality, and simulations week. Before coming to this week's class, Dr. Bong suggested that we try out an unsymposium in Second Life about use of Second Life and virtual gaming in education. A small group of educators were participating. To be very frank, it was a disaster for me. First, I found it really hard to navigate around. Kept bumping into walls, falling down from cliffs. Finally, I managed to teleport to the actual room of the symposium. Once there, it was much easier because then I just stood and listened to what people were sharing. However, since I had absolutely no idea about the games and programs they were talking about, it was really hard to follow and understand how that all was connected to the learning and education. I actually then tried out a few other interfaces like Second Life. Kaneva was one of them. The experience here was much better than the Second Life. Gaming worlds are all about collaboration. As John Seely Brown and Douglas Thomas put in their article, Why Virtual Worlds Matter, visual component of virtual worlds grounds the experience of the player in a sense of presence with others, allowing for an opportunity to truly engage in the play of imagination. According to these authors, we should look at games as one of the 21st century learning tools. Implications are many. Players are learning to give voice to new dispositions. They are doing this within networked worlds and environments which are well suited for effective communication, problem solving, social interaction. The things the players are learning, as well as the ways they are learning them, can tell us a lot about the future of digital learning environments, what they may look like, as well as how they may be used. The coupling of networks of imagination to the idea of conceptual blending gives us new ways to think about how to conceptualize knowledge in action in a virtual space. Authors feel that what is happening in the games of today is a fair predictor of what will be happening in the workplaces and societies of tomorrow. I know. This is all too wordy and educational. And what is a real-life example I can give? Well, to be frank, I do not have an example of type of virtual gaming that John Seely Brown talked about in his article. But I do have another example to share. I watched a video produced by Maisie Center on gestures and learning. It is about the experiment they did with Xbox Kinect. We all know about Wii and Xbox and PlayStation. This video focused only on Xbox Kinect. They tried to explain that gestures are becoming next rapidly released enhancements to the user experience. They predicted that gestures and learning have implications for all sorts of performance, collaborations, supports, and enhancements. This requires a shift in thinking that we are not going to have to actually physically touch the device or an object, but rather work with it at a distance. Now we come to the highlight of this week, a talk on augmented reality by Craig Kapp. It blew my mind. The applications in education that he shared were very promising. I still haven't figured out how it actually works, but the end result that we saw was mind-blowing. One good news was, even though a lot of people in education might not know how to actually do 3D pictures on computers using some kind of programming, there are ready-made options for them. ZooBurst. This provides a platform to create 3D digital stories. AR Sites is something similar. Craig's philosophy is very inspiring. He wants to empower people to create their own content. Augmented reality shouldn't just be a thing for geeks. Instead, everyone should have access to a user-friendly interface to work on some form of augmented reality. Way to go, Craig! The popularity of computer and video is on constant rise, especially in view of the modern and well-equipped mobile and gaming computing devices. However, such games and videos are often criticized for isolating the users from the reality around themselves. The concept of augmented reality is a promising new approach to deal with this concerning issue. The development of augmented reality games provide an interesting way that lets users get out and see. The developers of augmented reality in the educational field feel that such education games are focused to make students get their heads out of the textbooks. Well, this was one hell of a presentation, guys. Anyway, have to sign off now. Don't forget to watch the videos. You know what I say. Yes, you got it right. Watch it. to believe it. See you all next week with treasures from the open world.